God, my patience. In Psalm 37, verse 7, we read, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him." What is the greatest challenge in life? To run a marathon, fly to the moon, maybe to sail single-handedly around the world in a yacht, or pilot a balloon, and perchance to become the Prime Minister of Great Britain, or even the President of the United States. Perhaps the most challenging of all lessons to learn is patience. Well, it is for me. And probably the greatest of achievements in life is to be clothed with patience. The youngest Prime Minister of Great Britain retired at the age of 34. But patience is a grace that only develops through the grueling school of life. And it's only perfected as I become increasingly transformed into his likeness. Abraham, the father of faith, at 75 waited 15 more long years to receive his promised son. Hannah endured ridicule and deep anguish until broken on her face before her God. Oh, and what patience Paul had to develop as he waited years to be called into service. So how do you develop this rare and precious fruit bestowed by the Spirit of God? How can you develop this priceless, inner, gentle, calm serenity in all things? Oh Lord, we cry, oh, develop in me that blessed gift of patience. O Father, that in all things I may be clothed with this rare robe of righteousness. Be careful, beloved, for God will answer such pleadings. He will answer such pleas from all who desire to perfect this grace in themselves. Oh, and he knows just what to do. Time and faith are the main contributors to the development of patient endurance. Trusting God in every and all life circumstances, regardless of conflicting logic. For the trying of your faith works to develop patience, we're told in James 1, verse 3. Oh, what a secret to learn, you say. Now I know the answer. Now I can achieve my objective. Ah, but he will bring into your lives the people and the situations that start the process. And blow by painful blow, they will be used to remove every semblance of self. You long for fish, and he gives you a stone. You seek for fulfillment, and he replaces it with failure. Oh, you long for blessing, but he sends you disaster. You desire strength, but he sends you weakness. You seek the Lord with all your heart, but he sends you clouds of unknowing. Oh, you ache to hear his voice, and the noise of the silence is deafening. He makes you a promise, and then you have to wait and wait and wait and wait. Oh, he capsizes all the circumstances of life and turns them into disasters. He places precious people in your path and then uses them as a hammering anvil. And blow on blow, he removes all the things upon which you depend. And one by one, he unfastens all the attachments and expects implicit trust. Problems and burdens are not sent for us to yield to. Pains and pressures are not pressed on us to retreat from. Each trial is a test that you're sent, which is given as a challenge to overcome. And each challenge overcome is replaced by an even greater demand. And the only choice is advance or retreat. The only option is to overcome or to be overcome. There is no other choice. You prayed for patience. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be patient towards one another, according to Christ Jesus. Amen. I will be patient, Lord, trustful and still. I will not doubt thy word, my hope fulfill. How can I perish, clinging to thy side, my comforter, my saviour, my guide, and my patience?